Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, from a real hot and muggy part of the country.
Yeah, I hear. Well, it's not too pleasant here either, but I guess we better get used to it. I wanted to start by reading John 3:19, and this is the condemnation. Only one, folks, not multitudes, just one. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So, I guess what can one say about that? And here's something else I want to read to you. For as a snare, this has come out of Luke, shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And, of course, if you come to the light, then you have stood before the Son of Man. I can't get into the theology behind it, but I just wanted to bring that to you because we're getting awful close to something. And exactly how far we go into this mess, who knows? Only the Lord knows for sure. Ed Dames, Larry released a new thing. I made some notes, but I'd like your comments on it. Collapse of the infrastructure, apparently due to the kill shot event or some EMP event. You know, I was wondering, you know, some of these people have prophesied that the Lord says is a fiery event. Well, that could be a meteor shower, could be a kill shot, could be a CME. Power grid goes down, he says. Violent civil unrest. New panic buying like nothing we have ever seen before. Like the last one would be kindergarten, and this one will be a doctorate level of a university, the panic buying. He says it's going to be like nothing we have ever seen before, far, far worse. And then a second wave of the CV-19 nanovirus, and also talking about how this thing is mutating and mutating, and we just simply have to wear masks, everybody does, even though they don't work. And a number of people have major doctors who work in this sort of thing say they don't work. I don't think that matters. What do you think, Larry? What's going on? But what do you think of the kill shot?
Well, I think the kill shot's a reality, and that reminded me of the book Gary Vay wrote years ago, Evil Fire Made to Burn.
Yes.
You know. He said that, you know, at one time there was an event that an evil fire actually struck certain locations on planet Earth. We don't know whether that was a cosmic fire coming through or what it was. But anyway, he says there's a number of ancient locations on the planet. And you read the book.
Yes.
Where he said that they embedded a warning at every single one of these places, evil fire made to burn was coming again. It was going to come from the sky. So that's what
yes.
I thought of when you were bringing that up.
Well, yeah, and I just was watching a video from a fellow who says it's a mini nova is coming. And I remember, I can't remember whether it was Earth Changes 1 or Earth Changes 2, but there was a Bible code where the Lord said he was going to use the sun to destroy our civilization. So it makes you wonder if this fiery event might not be a series of kill shots. Now, for those of you who don't know who Ed Dames is, he was a military remote viewer. And they remote viewed this and saw a series of huge CMEs that come off the sun. It's not just one, it's a whole series, one after another. And they're so powerful, they actually come down all the way to the surface. And they kill a lot of people. And he has never backed off that. And it wasn't just him, I guess. It was a whole series of his team that saw that event take place. He did a video on it, which I have. And it's very, very interesting. And we are going to see some precursor events, I guess, first. And so we just have to wait and see when this is coming. But even in this latest, which he just released, I guess, he has not backed off from it at all. And that's where he's getting the power grid going down, I'm sure, and the violent civil unrest. Well, we're already was watching a video on YouTube of just animals beating up on helpless people. They're just animals, no other word for them. They may have a human form, but they are basically just animals. In fact, in my book, they're worse than animals. But anyway, what do you think? I think this is coming quicker than most people think.
Yeah, I think we're descending into that reality, and it may be a continual slow descent into depravity and insanity, more so than we'd like. And I brought up something. I was on a radio show today with Augusto Perez, and I brought up to him because he saw the communist revolution in Cuba and lived through it and survived to escape. And mm-hmm. I asked him, I said, what about all these people that we're hearing about that claim they're Christians, but yet they choose that they will not defend their homes, their families, where they're living? They will offer no defense at all of any kind. I said, what would you tell those people, don't even, matter of fact, I said, what was so interesting, most of these people don't even want to be here now. They don't want to be here. They don't want to be on planet Earth. They don't want to be here during America beginning to tumble down. They don't want to be here during a time people begin to come to your homes to take your food, to take whatever you got, because they mm-hmm. didn't have any. And I asked him, I said, what do you tell these people? And he said he thinks that it's reached a point, there's really nothing to tell them, because he said it's very clear in scriptures that Jesus actually had disciples with swords that were his bodyguards. And
yes.
He said if Jesus walked today, he would probably have bodyguards with guns. So
yeah,
anyway, I thought that was rather telling.
Absolutely. I don't know. I think what we have here is, it's like Celeste said, that about 90% of the people, let alone the Christians, will simply bow the knee and will go along with whatever, even if it means they're going to their own death, and they know they're going to their own death. They will not fight back. They will not protect their family or their children. They just won't. And it's basically a nation of cowards, as Jeremiah calls them, nation of cowards. They don't have any convictions. So I can understand why America is going down and going down very, very rapidly. I don't advise anybody going into the streets and starting up a revolution. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is defending your home. If the blue helmets, the UN, come to your door, they're here to get you, take you to a death camp. Well, I suppose you can bow your knee and go along with it and not protect anybody. I sure wouldn't. You know, I think people have to decide ahead of time what they're going to do unless the Holy Ghost overrides it and has a mission there. But I can't, I do not foresee most of the American people putting up any kind of a fight. And even with all the riots and fire and everything else that was going on, I never saw the militia come out and put a stop to it. In fact, I didn't see anybody putting a stop to it. I still don't. A lot of rhetoric, but it's all rhetoric. Yeah, we're going to do something. We're going to put a stop to this. Northam or whatever his name is, you know, the guy that's doing the investigation. What is his name?
Durham.
Under Bill Barr.
Durham. John
Durham.
Durham.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that report will probably be released in 2050, and then they'll probably do some prosecutions in 2075. this is it's the way it works. Nothing is being done. It's all, I believe, a hoax. I think this whole thing is a hoax. And they have released something, and it's very deadly for certain groups. But now all these spikes, how do we even know these spikes are real? The states lie through their teeth. The governors lie through their teeth about all of this. And the American people are bowing the knee, and I think they would do almost anything they were told to do when it comes to this, wave, so to speak. In fact, our YouTube thing on, I think it was the show we did, either the last show we did or the one before that, got censored and removed by YouTube. All this censorship, you know, they started this censorship a long time ago, where they tried to take, what's his name off, Alex Jones. And what is a mask? A mask is a sign, shut up. Shut your mouth. Censorship. That's all it means. And the American people are going along with this stuff. Totally unconstitutional. Totally unconstitutional. But you're not going to get any help from the legal beagles or the justice system, because they're going to argue that they can do whatever they want. And if you don't go along with it, well, then you're just, I don't know what you could call it, a psychopath, I guess. Got an article where they are even talking about that now. But before we get into that, a few earth changes. We were talking about cosmic shockwaves. So here are the forces that could cause major problems for planet Earth, and I think we're going to see all of them. Gravity, cosmic shockwaves from a nearby supernova explosion or some shockwave from the Milky Way core, as the Mayan Indians claim is coming. And I believe the Hopi claim it's coming because they talk about the blue star. And that is most likely a cosmic shockwave coming out from the Milky Way core, as Dr. Paul LaViolette lays out. Then the other thing is a large space object that comes by the solar system, and its gravitational forces of such magnitude that cause major earth changes to occur. Well, we already have pictures that do not appear to be doctored coming from SOHO and a few of the others showing some object with planets beside the sun, or behind the sun, actually, starting to come into view. And, of course, remember that Daniel the prophet said that a time was coming unlike anything the world had ever seen before. And the Lord said the same thing. And it's just amazing when you go back into the ancients. Plato, here's something that he says. The sun and the stars rose once in the west, or once rose in the west and set in the east. I mean, in the rising and setting of the sun and other heavenly bodies, how in those times it used to set where it now rises and used to rise where they now set. At certain periods, the earth has its present circular motion, and at other periods, it revolves in the reverse direction. All of the changes which take place in the heavens, this reversal is the greatest and most complete. Wow. And they blamed it on such things as Larry has mentioned, Typhon, Frightener, Doomshape, Destroyer, Planet of the Crossing, Nemesis, Planet X, a lot of names to it. And I think we are beginning to feel some of the incoming cosmic waves. In fact, there was a spike. What was it, about a week ago, Larry? A huge magnetic spike.
Oh, yeah. It was a wave of energy that took 30 minutes to go by, and it really set off, the energy alarms, in the atmosphere and around the planet.
Yep, we're headed for trouble, folks, and there's nothing you or I can do about it. The only thing you can do is pray that the Lord keep you and that you escape all these things. Pray always. Anyway, here's from the Hopis. The world teetered off balance, spun around crazily, rolled over twice. Mountains plunged into the seas, and the land was inundated with a great shudder. Planet began rotating again. Now, your modern-day scientists, they will tell you, well, that's just all old wise tales, not possible. Well, the ancients said it not only was possible, God himself says it's going to happen. Isaiah chapter 24. The world starts to teeter. It wobbles. We've already seen those wobbles. People have reported the sun is rising sometimes in a very strange place, sets in a very strange place, moon sets in a place or rises in a weird place, and then maybe a day later everything's back to normal. That's a wobble, and it's a sign of impending trouble. And I don't know what you can say to people about it. Here's what the Chinese said. The planets altered their courses. The sky sank lower towards the north. The sun, moon, and stars changed their motions. That's exactly what the Lord says. The earth fell to pieces, and the waters in its bosom rushed upwards with great violence that overflowed the earth. That's the Chinese account of Noah's flood. Heaven's pillars broke, and the bonds with the earth were ruptured. Heaven loomed over to the northwest. Hence the sun, moon, and stars and planets were shifted, and the earth became empty. You'll find that in Jeremiah, actually. So, folks, things are going to come, and it's not just what we're watching here with the COVID stuff or the riots and all of that, which we'll get into. We're just watching the precursor ripples, and very, very soon we're going to get hit with the main wave, and everything is going to change. Well, of course, they're already changing, I guess one could say. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I was listening to what you were sharing there, and I was thinking, and I've seen those photo images. You posted some on your blog, and I posted some on mine. They clearly show an object that was off to the left of the sun at one time has come around from behind the sun and is off to the right of the sun now and has planets visible. I mean, they're very visible. You can't ignore them. And I was thinking as you were talking, you know, really the sun couldn't come closer to the earth and, you know, without cooking it, of course, to cause all the troubles. But you know what? The destroyer is not a viable sun. It's a failed sun. It's like a brown dwarf, and it's shrunken. And it's gravity outreach is massive. It's a massive gravity object that is not hot. It's cooler, where you have to, even if you look at it, they're having to use like the Lucifer telescope. They're using infrared to view it. And what's so interesting, Stuart, as you were talking about the symptoms or of the incoming of some kind that changes even maybe the rotation of the planet, a gravity massive object, if it came through, could literally begin to the gravity of that planet, of that star, could affect the gravity of Earth and slow its spin down, and maybe even stop it and spin it in the other direction as it goes by. What do you think?
Yes, oh, absolutely. I don't think we have a clue. And I know scientists are trying to keep all this quiet. It's amazing how quiet they have been able to keep it, actually. And James McKinney, here's what he says. No, this is Gordon Michael Scallion. The fact is that all government employees, especially those at NASA, are under strict gag orders not to tell the public of the impending disaster. So they're being very, very quiet about it. And here's what it says in Luke. There shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And we're already beginning to see the signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars. And it's just going to continue to get worse. And they're going to keep it as quiet as they can keep it. They don't want this out there. And the reason given for why they don't want it out there is economics. They're afraid that people will just quit and the economic system goes down. Well, the economic system's already gone down. I guess they don't have to worry about that. But it is just amazing how people are totally ignoring it. And it's agitating humanity. As we have said before, the Schumann resonance is spiking all over the place. And changes in frequency change people's emotions. And I think this is part of what we're going to see. Here's what Gerald Celente, he's a, I guess he's a predictor. I won't call him a prophet. He's a predictor. He goes with trends. Basically, he's in the economic end of things. But this is what he says. You are going to see violence like we have never seen before this summer. You are going to see police against the people, and it's going to become more militarized as it becomes more violent. And if we don't unite for peace and restore freedom, America is dead. Well, I think they will eventually come forward. Now, here's a prophecy. The time of the end has come. You know, like every prophecy, you just have to file it away, see if it comes true. But this one, Jeremiah talks about filling America with fifth column military troops who rise up within the United States when the signal is given. So here's what the prophecy is. It was Sunday, and I was thinking about the leopard vision the Lord gave me in late April. And as I contemplated it, I realized that I had seen was showing a hidden enemy that is already in position to attack the United States. I believe this attack is imminent. The leopard I saw was hidden in some vegetation in an area overlooking the United States. It was creeping out in head-down position they take just before they pounce. It was on the move, exceedingly slowly, so as not to be detected. My children, I have told you repeatedly that the end of all things comes much sooner than you are expecting it. I move now to judge the nations who have turned from me. America is one of those nations, as you know, and her judgment will be very fierce. She will be given over to her enemies, who will completely possess her. Well, again, that's what the Bible does say about Babylon. Much blood will be shed inside her borders, and no one will be able to save her. Only my people, who continually seek my face, will show mercy. Will be shown mercy at this time. Watch, and you will see as judgment begins on other nations who have denied me, for my hand is moving in now against them. Soon war will erupt and will draw all nations into it, for this is my will. The participants for this battle will soon take their positions. Finish quickly the works you have set your hearts to do for me, for you are out of time. I have delayed my judgments previously in answer to your prayers for mercy, but now they must proceed, for the time of the end has now come. So he gave us space to repent, wouldn't he? And as I said many times before, the Christian doesn't even know what repentance means. They haven't a clue, because in today's Christian theology, repentance is some sort of a work. It's some sort of an anathema. You just can't do that. We're saved by faith through grace through faith and not of works. And therefore, we say a simple sinner's prayer, but we don't repent. We won't repent. And the nation has to go down because it won't repent. Larry, what do you think about that thing, that prophecy?
Well, that's certainly interesting, and something that might dovetail into that, because that prophecy had a warning about a big war that's coming, and that seems to be planned. And there is some data that mostly unconfirmed reports now in the last 24, 48 hours talking about some new U.S. moves and India and China that might link into a beginning of either a false flag or a war with China very, very soon.
Yeah, they're starting to move a number of troops around, I guess, and I think I saw that on Drudge even. So we can maybe get into that. Back to the mask wearing. Texas, by the way, made it mandatory in most counties. If you don't wear a mask, you might be a psychopath, survey finds. See, this is what they're going to do. You're mentally ill. You're a psychopath. And so what do you do? Here's another headline. U.S. Senate Democrats block Republican resolution condemning mob violence. Well, of course, the Democrats are communists. We're in this destabilization phase. They want riots. They want murder. They want death. And yet people vote for the Democrats. They aren't Democrats. They're communists. These people are voting their own death. And as they have always done in the past, people like Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of these people think that when their job is done and the power has all changed, they're going to be given big positions. No, they are not. Pelosi, her family, Schumer, her family, if we follow history, will all be lined up and they will be executed. Why? You can't trust them. If they will go against their own family, if they will commit treason against the nation, and if they will commit treason against their own blood, how can you trust them? You can't. You have to kill them. They've done their job. You get rid of them. This is time-honored history, folks. You don't believe it. Go read your history books. That's what the communists have done right along. All those that helped them come to power are eliminated once they come to power. And I guess if I was a dictator, I don't know what you think, Larry, I guess I'd get rid of them too. Couldn't trust them at all for anything. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what dovetails into that real well right now, you were just talking and sharing. You remember the guy, Robert Woodson, on Lou Dobbs the other day, and he made the statement. I'll go ahead and repeat it. He says, you can't destroy the truth, so you have to destroy the evidence of the truth. And he also made the comment that this is an insurgency in the streets by the left. Now, with that being said, he was on Lou Dobbs, and I wish people would watch Lou Dobbs on Fox Business because you pretty well get real news there. You may not like what you're hearing, but it's the real stuff. But anyway, Bob Woodson, or Robert Woodson, was on there again today, and he made a very telling statement July the 3rd. And I'll read you exactly what he said. He said, the Democratic Party has surrendered to the left who do not believe in any kind of redemption. He says that Black Lives Matter no longer is a black organization. The blacks and whites in the Black Lives Matter movement now are just a communist movement to destroy America. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, how long have we been warning people this is a communist insurgency? I don't know. People just can't believe it. In fact, for most of the time on Fox News, regular news, they never call it. Now, a few of them are beginning to use the word Marxist, but they won't call it what it really is. And this is a satanic, communist, United Nations insurgency. Folks, we have pictures. We have videotapes of thousands upon thousands of United Nations vehicles stationed all over America. Why do they need military-type vehicles unless they're going to come in? And as Henry Kissinger said, time's coming when the American people will cheer the blue helmets, United Nations troops that are now patrolling our streets. That's when the real killing fields are going to begin. And it's just incredible that people don't pay any attention to, or most of them don't pay any attention to the Illuminati, the protocols, or the Illuminati script. It's going right down check by check, and they're doing it right in front of your face. And I don't hear any protest. Do you, Larry? I haven't heard hardly anything.
No, and what's so interesting, Stuart, is when you or I and others, and I'm still hearing reports of UN and infiltration coming across, especially in Southern California.
Yes.
You know, when you or I, either one, are showing images or posting images or videos of these troop trains or these convoys of UN white equipment and stuff all over the country, you never hear a comment. Nobody ever even makes a comment. It's like you put up a Daffy Duck cartoon.
Yeah, I think. Well, maybe it's the Daffy Ducks are the ones that are watching it. I don't know. Okay, here's another thing I just wanted to bring out. Many of you have probably seen Dr. Spock on Star Trek. If you guys like science fiction, I'm sure you've probably seen the Star Trek series. And you know he gives this hand signal. But this is what he says. The rights of the one, or the rights of the many, outweigh the rights of the few, or the one. Now, what's he really saying? A republic where the rights, the Bill of Rights, are for the one individual cannot be held against the rights of the many. In other words, it's a reversal. And here's why it's so dangerous. If only the mob basically has the rights of the right of the many, they decide, well, whatever, mob rule. which really means you don't have any rights for anyone at all. And that's what they're trying to do, destroy the Constitution, destroy the Bill of Rights. We're not a democracy, folks. We're supposed to be a republic where the rights of the one outweigh the rights of the few. Now, why am I bringing that up? Because it's medical communism. This is right out of a lawsuit filed here in Wisconsin. And this is the, I think, I can't remember who filed what, but in a, I just want to read what it says. But a rare, contagious pandemic like the one we now face necessarily puts the liberty of one at odds with the liberty and potential lives of others. Do you get what they're doing? They're converting us out of our Bill of Rights, and they're saying it's mob rule. And this is what they're really saying. Here's another thing they said. As the world is now well aware, COVID-19 is a novel, dangerous, and easily spread new threat. And the risk of spread appears to be significantly greater in enclosed spaces. Further, it can be seeded in a community, even by people who may feel healthy. These characteristics are important to understanding as to the restrictions that are being challenged. Somebody went into court and challenged the, you remember the Supreme Court here in the state of Wisconsin, said that this was unconstitutional. Well, here's the problem. If they can make you wear a mask, they can make you take a test, or they can make you take the vaccine. Where does it stop? The rights of the multitudes, because you might be a psychopath. You're definitely mentally ill if you don't want to be tested or you don't want to take this fake vaccine. And it is a fake. It's not for that. That's not what they're looking for. This is all about control. If you, you haven't checked your phone. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with what you're putting out right there, a classic example of this is how it, whatever situation they put you in, they don't have to be in it, because it's perfectly all right. We've seen this the last few months. For mobs and mobs and mobs, thousands of protesters to be all over the country, thousands together, mobbed together, and but it's not all right for Donald Trump to have one Tulsa, you know, campaign. And as a matter of fact, as soon as he had the Tulsa campaign, oh no, it's spreading everywhere. You know, that's all hype and propaganda and baloney. The spread probably is because the left was in the mobs for 2 months before he even had the campaign in Tulsa. And so you see, this thing is not, it's not really one-sided at all. I mean, you know, two-sided. It's really to get you under control. And you asked me about the mask. I think the mask is a symbol of muffling someone and what they think and say.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's censorship. You shut your mouth. Don't be telling us anything, because we are the elite rulers, and you are the sheep, and we have the shears, and we're about to shear you. And you better not fight back. You better not growl at us, or we'll just kill you. We'll line you up, and we will shoot you. We'll take you to a FEMA camp. We'll torture you to death. We'll rape your women just to teach you to shut your mouth. We are the elite, and you are the sheep. Don't ever forget it. That's their attitude. They're insane. They're totally insane. But this is what the Bible says comes along. The Bible says, if you will not put evil down when it rears its ugly head, it will overtake you and destroy you. And that's exactly what's happened. I want to get to something, though, here, Larry, about this Hawaiian earthquake.
It says magnitude 4.6 quake severely loosens Helena slump. If the land slides, Pacific-wide tsunami. Have you done any research on this at all?
Yeah, I've looked at that, and this report that came out today dovetails somewhat into Standale's warnings about how porous the Hawaiian Islands are and how he believes that with the right earthquake or seismic activity or volcano activity, they could literally implode or begin to fall apart. And matter of fact, this morning, and I've been watching this, the island of Hawaii volcano for some time, and, you know, for a while there, it was really, you know, carrying on a little bit, lava running into the ocean and all of this, and it kind of slowed down. But this morning, I posted a 4.8 magnitude earthquake 16 miles southeast of the volcano itself on the island of Hawaii, and that put it around that slump area, so that's true. And then Hal Turner came out a little earlier, and he posted an alert, said that he called it a 4.6 plus earthquake on the island of Hawaii has loosened the Helena slump severely. And he was indicating that they're really concerned now this thing may fall into the ocean. And if you remember, in the Canary Islands, there's an island there that they're worried about a section by a volcano may cove into the ocean and send a tsunami to the east coast. Well, this Hawaii one would definitely probably send a tsunami to the west coast if it happened.
Yeah, he says that they are reporting very large cracks in the Helena slump area, so it could break off. But here's what's very, very interesting. There are a couple of guys on YouTube who have gone into this Pet Goat 2 cartoon-type video, which really is showing how the new world order is going to come about. And one of them points out that Hawaii is included in there, and a possible breakup of Hawaii, which triggers a tsunami that takes out basically the west coastal regions for quite a while, up and down. And he pinpoints, or the other guy pinpoints it, as tomorrow, the 4th. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow or the 5th or the 6th or the 7th, but be aware, folks, there is a very rare alignment of most of the planets on one side, which could trigger earthquakes. It could trigger a tsunami from the earthquakes. It could trigger a solar CME. these planetary alignments, although most of the time they don't do anything, they certainly can do something. And then what Larry was talking about is the La Palma, I believe, in the Canary Islands. And they're afraid that if half of that volcano slides into the ocean, the east coast of the United States, including from Maine all the way down through Florida and beyond, would have a huge tsunami. That, in fact, I was reading about it today because of what this Pet Goat 2 guy was talking about. And he has some pretty valid arguments. Now, who knows where the Pet Goat 2 is plan or not? We don't know. But don't be surprised if we come up on the 4th and the 5th and the 6th, that whole area, I would say all the way to the 8th, we could be seeing some activity that probably would not be too good for the United States. There's something in the wind. I don't know what it is, can't tell you what it is, but these guys are committed. These communist people are committed. They have weapons. They can trigger Hawaii if they choose to. Can't remember his name. He was Secretary of Defense. Bill Cohen. And I've mentioned it before, but he testified in a congressional hearing that they, who he did not name who they were, so I'm going to say deep state, global deep state, dark projects, black projects, and that they could create earthquakes, volcanoes, change the weather, or do anything. Now, one thing that's very, very interesting, in biblical prophecy, it really doesn't tell you who does it. It just says it happens. So there are those reports that they're just trying to bring about end-time prophecies with their high technology, thinking that, you know, they're going to fool everybody, and then the Messiah will come in his UFO, and there will be a big arrival, and Project Bluebeam will come into fruition, and that the world will bow the knee. Well, they do, according to the Bible. But here's the problem. They're doing it thinking that they're bringing about the false Messiah when the real Messiah is going to come and finish it up for them. So anyway, very, very interesting activity. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to mention two articles, and, you know, people can take it with a grain of salt, but whether it's true or not, I'll just give who said it. And but, you know, I was talking earlier with the China situation, and there are concerns that there's going to be a false flag in the South China Sea. There are reports coming out today of possibly Kim Jong-un making a move and coming back out. So we don't know whether they've had a semi-coup or an attempted coup or whatever's happened to him, but apparently he's coming back out, and it seems like North Korea's got war on its mind more than it's got peace right now. So they've had a paradigm shift of their mentality. But here's two reports came in today. Yahoo News is reporting U.S. Army paratroopers flown from Alaska to Guam. They're practicing Pacific Island invasions. In other words, they're flying over island regions, you know, off China, you know, that region of the world out there, and they're practicing parachuting into islands and taking control over them. And so to me, that's China will take notice of that activity, by the way. And then the other report is coming out of Dave Hodges, and I think Mike Adams and Steve Quayle on the Q Alerts got it posted. And this is very, very interesting because I can't prove it, but Dave Hodges said that I believe they've talked to three different, leakers, I suppose you could call them, in the Pentagon. The military people says that 10,000 U.S. troops removed from Germany are assigned now to support Indian forces against China. That's in India, by the way. And they're also saying expect a false flag event in the South China Sea and war with China soon. So people can just tuck that away in their little closet, and if it happens, it happens. I don't know, but we're entering. But also in this, and I'll insert this. You don't have to believe it. I just insert it because it's just it's a rumor, okay? But there are reports in the background that Trump has had trouble with his military, and that him and the Pentagon and the chiefs of staff apparently, if true, I can't say it's true, if true, have made some kind of agreement to where the military will continue to follow Trump if Trump will go to war against China. So there you are, folks, times like we've never had before.
Well, yeah, and the military basically, I think, is in control, and, you know, it's Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, and if they got control, it would be that's the end of your Constitution. That's the end of your Bill of Rights. And anyway, coming up on very, very interesting times. And there's an article here from Sorcha Fall, so you got to, you know, be careful. But Paul Joseph Watson, now he was with Alex Jones, right?
Yeah.
This is what he said. Yeah. I don't know if this is true or not. Hillary clicked sent tweet by mistake. Hillary Clinton got a picture of it. Very sad to hear about the death of whatever her first name is, Maxwell, who died as a result of committing suicide. this lady is in deep, deep doo-doo. And I can't imagine that the elite of this world, unless the Lord has his hand on her, and this is going to be further revelation. Remember, the Lord did say there won't be anything hidden. It's not going to be revealed. And so this may be a revealing of how filthy these people and how corrupt our government has become. What do you think, Larry? What are her chances?
Well, a lot of people are really shocked that they're putting her in the same facility in New York that Epstein was in, and he was, either killed or did some kind of sex change or whatever. But, very strange things happen in those facilities, and from what I'm hearing in the background, she has a lot of notes, apparently, naming names, and I'm hearing that a judge in New York has ordered her to destroy those notes. So, hey, deep state is still taking care of deep state. It don't matter, you know, and if you, you know, it's almost comical anymore in America when you say justice. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the same judge that I think was on the Mike Flynn case. He's a radical. He's obviously deep state. here's a headline for you. Huge, massive CDC fraud uncovered. CDC grossly overcounting active China coronavirus cases, causing states to keep their economies closed indefinitely. Isn't that interesting? Now, this is in China. We've been doing the same thing. You may remember that Birx herself said, oh, well, you know, we're counting just about everything as COVID-19. Well, obviously, you're going to have a huge spike in so-called reports. So I personally, they're all liars. The Bible says they are all liars. In fact, towards the end, it's nothing but lies. And as Larry and I have said before, it's getting more and more difficult to vet any news.
Hey,
go ahead, Larry.
Well, I was going to mention right there, they had on Fox today, they had a doctor from, Texas has been getting a lot of hits because they're supposed to be having an increase. And
yes.
Apparently the left media is putting out that the ICUs in Texas are just overwhelmed by the coronavirus victims. And they had a doctor on from Texas today on Fox, and he said it's not coronavirus victims. He says what it is, he says, sometime back when we opened up our hospitals, he said we filled up our ICUs again with cancer people, heart attacks, strokes, and all of that. And so we don't have a lot of room. So, maybe we're overwhelmed in our ICUs, but they're busy.
Yeah, and it's not anything to do with COVID. Folks, what they have to keep the panic going. They have to increase the panic. So you have lockdowns between the states, and you're going to have to show your papers if you go from one state to another. Then you'll have TSA check lines. TSA was in the airports. Well, now you find them occasionally in bus stations, and pretty soon they'll be in train stations. In fact, I've gotten reports where they already are in train stations. And they're showing up, TSA is showing up in sports arenas. Well, of course, now they don't need to because it's all stay-at-home type things. They're trying to isolate people. And I think one of the reasons they want you to be locked down in your home and they're coming up with all this other garbage is because they're using the UN and others are operating at night and moving things around to get ready for this. Anyway, be aware this is coming. And we've given you the warnings before from a number of different people, basically all saying the same thing. And then you get the opposite. official U.S. coronavirus death toll is a substantial undercount of actual tally, Yale study finds. Well, who's Yale? Communist deep state. Well, of course that's what they're going to say. Because they got to keep this thing going. They don't have an option. They're committed now. And they're going to try and take the United States and bring us down. The American people are in a fight for their life, and I don't think most of them know it. Do you think they are aware at all, Larry?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was going to tell people, too, that I believe it's 9 o'clock Central tonight. Trump is going to address the nation from the monument up in South Dakota. And here's two headlines for that. Number one, Democrats angry as President Trump defies health experts on July the 4th celebration. Well, it's actually tonight. Democrats yell, Trump disrespects Native Americans by going west to the monument. And then another, tribal leaders are calling for the removal of Mount Rushmore. Chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe calls the carved area of the monument sacred to natives in the USA. And so what's so interesting, Stuart, at 9 o'clock, I believe, Central, he's going to be addressing the, you know, people from there. And it's so odd that they're literally, here we are, coronavirus again. He can't do anything but what he's violating coronavirus.
Yeah, it's okay, though, to protest and go out there and burn buildings and rape people and kill people, but that's fine. We don't do any social distancing. We're just one big mob. But you can't go to church. Heaven forbid you go to church. And blah, blah, blah. I don't know why the American people can't see through all of this. It's just massive social disobedience. But, you know, as long as you're going to accept fake news and fake science in lieu of true news and true science, I guess that's what happens. All you got to do really is go do your own research. You're going to find out what a fraud most of this is. It's not that it's not real. There's something out there. It's engineered, probably a combination of a nanobot virus, I think, from what I can gather from it. And they're much further along on this nanobot technology than they're admitting. And it's like all the other stuff that they're into in their black projects. They're much, much further along than people realize. I want to close with this headline, Larry. Planned Parenthood admits running fetal chop shop for profit, harvesting parts from the babies born alive. Now, folks, if you go down, as we have, that road, then don't be surprised when the Lord absolutely destroys the United States and the people within it from east to west, north to south. When he gets done with America, we are no more. We have allowed this to take place. And, you know, you hear all these ads about all these poor puppies and how they're abused and we need to send all this money. These rescue operations, and you read about how a police officer will climb this big tree to catch a cat that some youngster has, and we shed all those tears. Meanwhile, probably 100 or 1,000 or 2,000 babies have been butchered, our own flesh and blood, and nobody says anything about it. There's something wrong with this. It's a total reversal. It's a total reversal, just like Jesus Christ said was coming. And if you don't flee to get under the wings of the Lord, you're going to be in such horrific trouble, I can't even imagine it. But there is no repentance in the land, hopefully, with a spanking. There will be some. The book of Revelation doesn't say that. It says we just lift our fists in anger at the Lord. It's in the book of Revelation. We don't repent. We harden our hearts against the Lord who's doing it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. Any last quick word?
Yeah, I would just say that the Lord, for many years has been rebuking America for killing these children, a child's Holocaust. We will not listen and pay back, and this is not scripture, paybacks are hell.
That's right. Well, anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up for tomorrow through the 8th, I would say. Anyway, good night.